Tech Weekly with Jake Brown. Hello everyone and welcome to episode number 7 of Tech Weekly. Tech Weekly is a show that will happen every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 8:10 p.m. where I'll tell you the biggest tech news that has happened in the past week in under 10 minutes. First up, Google has just discontinued their Google Pixel 3a. Google confirmed the news to Android Police, the news website, on Thursday, saying it has sold through its inventory and completed sales of Pixel 3a. The $400 phone is now listed as being out of stock on Google's website. The Pixel 3a, which just launched last year, is still available through third-party sellers while their stocks last. So if you want one, I would order one soon. Switching gears, Amazon Prime Day is reportedly delayed to October due to the COVID-19 spikes around the country. Prime Day is typically held in July, but a later date this year is expected due to the coronavirus pandemic. In May, the Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon was looking to hold the sales event in September. Now it appears Prime Day may get pushed back even further. A spokesperson for Amazon said that the company hasn't yet made any announcements regarding Prime Day. Now here's something kind of cool. NASA wants you to help put the LU in Lunar, so it's offering $35,000 in prizes to design a toilet that can be used on the moon. NASA may adapt the toilet design for its Artemis lunar lander, so it will need to work both in the absence of gravity in space and in the weak atmosphere on the moon, where the gravity is about a sixth of what we feel on Earth. The toilet design should also conserve water and help maintain a pristine environment inside the lander that is free of odors and other contaminants. Apparently, bonus points will be awarded to designs that can capture vomit without requiring the crew member to put his or her head in the toilet. Now over to our favorite news, Apple News. The Apple Card now has a website where you can pay your bills. The new web portal also lets you view the current balance and see the past bill statements, which makes the experience as a whole less reliant on an iPhone or iPad. Previously, the only way to manage an Apple Card required having a compatible iOS device with the wallet app installed, which made it far more of a hassle to access than a traditional credit card. To go to the web portal, go to card.apple.com. In more exciting innovation, Google has just bought the smart glasses company North. North's focals hide a computer processor, battery, and a Bluetooth module in the arms of the frames. It is controlled via a ring called the Loop and is compatible with Amazon's Alexa. A holographic display allows wearers to see notifications or even call a taxi. A basic pair costs $599 with prescription lenses at an extra $200. Google Senior Vice President of Devices and Services, Rich Osterlaw, says smart glasses could be a revolutionary item of technology, and many Google services such as Maps would integrate perfectly with the right piece of hardware. The race for the smart glasses market was likely to explode into life in the next few years. Let's see if this will be a bigger success than the extremely memeable Google Glass, which was launched in 2014. Here's something a bit strange. India has banned TikTok along with 58 other apps. They're saying that the apps propose a threat to sovereignty and integrity in their latest indication of escalating tensions between them and their neighbor China. Other popular Chinese apps on this list include the game Clash of Kings, messaging app WeChat, social network Weibo, and photo app Cam Scanner. TikTok, a hugely popular video platform owned by a Chinese tech giant, ByteDance, has an estimated 120 million users in India, making the country one of its biggest markets. The ByteDance team of around 2,000 employees in India is committed to working with the government to demonstrate their dedication to user security and their commitment to the country overall. This is not the first time TikTok has run into trouble with the Indian government. The app was briefly blocked in India last year after a court ruled that it could expose children to sexual predators, pornography, and cyberbullying. The app was reinstated a week later after successfully appealing the court's decision. Apparently, India's TikTok influencers are urging their fans to follow them on other social media platforms. Some creators even posted videos about how to use Instagram, while others posted farewell videos with the hashtag #ByeByeTikTok, saying they agreed with the government's move and would delete their accounts from the app. Next up, Microsoft is closing all of its retail stores. The company announced Friday it will close down all of its 83 physical stores and switch to online shops only. They will keep their London, New York City, Sydney, Australia, and Redmond, Washington locations, but they will be reimagined as experience centers. They will showcase Microsoft's many technologies such as their Surface, PCs, Xbox, Minecraft, Windows, and Microsoft Office, but they won't necessarily sell anything. The tech giant estimates that they will reach 1.2 billion people every month with their online stores. In other Microsoft news, the iconic Windows 10 Start menu is finally getting a fresh new look. Microsoft is beta testing an improved Start menu in Windows 10, which features a more streamlined design that fits better with the rest of its operating system. The company says the new Start menu should create a beautiful stage for your apps. The new design comes by way of removing the solid color backplates behind the logos in the app list of the Start menu. Things are now instead translucent, creating a more clean look that matches Microsoft's new iconography in Windows 10. Some of these changes kind of sound like the new macOS Big Sur update, which if you haven't seen my tutorial video on how to install it, make sure to check it out. A full review of iOS 14 and macOS Big Sur are coming shortly, so make sure to get subscribed so you know when it's here. In our last piece of tech news, EU antitrust regulators and consumer advocacy groups are increasing their analysis of Google's planned acquisition of fitness tracker firm Fitbit. Google announced it was buying Fitbit last year for $2.1 billion and said it hoped to complete the deal sometime in 2020. However, it's possible the acquisition could be delayed over fears about the search giant's increased access to sensitive data from Fitbit's hardware, including users' heart rates, their fitness activity, and their sleep patterns. The EU regulators have set a deadline of July 20th for their next decision regarding the deal. The trading bloc can choose to approve the deal or ask for concessions from Google regarding how Fitbit's data is used, for example, or open a four-month investigation to fully explore concerns. Okay, that just about wraps up this episode of Tech Weekly. Make sure to like and subscribe, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.